KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 65 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today, a high of 84. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak. Experience the spirit of Wellcove. Topping the news this hour, authorities in Cass County were searching for a man this morning who took off during a traffic stop on Interstate 80. An Iowa State Patrol trooper was conducting the stop of a Chrysler on I-80 eastbound at the 50-mile marker at around 7:42 a.m. when the driver took off for reasons unknown. The vehicle exited at the Marnie exit south of the interstate and crashed with the driver, a man reported to be from Sioux City, taking off on foot. Law enforcement, including K-9 units, were converging on the scene to try to find the subject, who is described as being a white male with tattoos on his arms. It was thought he might be hiding in a nearby soybean field, but his exact location is unknown. It's also not known if the man is armed. The trooper reported the subject had grabbed something from a dashboard compartment, but he took off running. Thunderstorms rumbled across southern and central Iowa Tuesday, dumping heavy rain and causing damage in some parts of the state. Anywhere from 2.5 to as much as 5.5 inches of rain fell across a wide swath of the state. Flash flooding was reported in Adams County Tuesday night, where 5.5 inches of rain fell in Corning. Water was reported to have flowed over roads at around 11:30 p.m. in Corning and Prescott, as well as several gravel roads south of Highway 34. And in Taylor County, a small pond in Bedford was filled to overflowing just before 11 p.m. The Weather Service says 4.26 inches of rain fell in Bedford overnight into early this morning. Further north, rain amounted to 5.3 inches near Panora, while a National Weather Service spotter in Guthrie Center reported 4.15 inches had fallen Tuesday. In both cases, a majority of the heavy rain fell Tuesday evening in less than 2 hours. Elsewhere across the state, thunderstorm winds gusting up to 65 miles per hour topped a telephone pole in Ottumwa, along with numerous tree limbs, some of which fell on homes. Winds of up to 65 miles per hour were also reported in Centerville. In Dallas County, a gravel road was washed out southwest of Granger, and penny-sized hail, or 3/4 inch in diameter, was reported near Grimes. A lightning strike southeast of Urbandale sparked a fire on a telephone pole. Police in Creston Tuesday morning arrested a man on a Union County warrant for possession of a controlled substance first offense. Officials say 34-year-old Walter Hodgkins of Creston was being held at the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department will hold an official grand opening for the Buck Creek Dog Park later this week. It's a project that's been 3 years in the making. The all-day event will be held Friday morning at the park, located on the northwest side of the Schulberg Recreation Area in Atlantic. Atlantic Parks and Recreation Director Roger Herring says a ribbon-cutting ceremony is set to take place at 10 a.m. with doggy treats available for man's best friend and veterinary services available twice during the day.
I can't express enough thanks to the local vet clinics and veterinarians that have been a part of this, and they are going to be offering shot clinics between the hours of noon and 1 o'clock, and then also in the evening from 4 to 6 o'clock. So if somebody is looking to get their dogs vaccinated, because that is one of the requirements to be able to use the dog park, is your dog must be vaccinated and have the tags visible to enter the dog park.
A table will also be set for you to license your dog.
If they are not a resident of Atlantic, then we would like them to license their dog, but there's no fee for those folks because it's not a requirement if you live outside the city limits. But it also is important to know that if your dog is licensed, if for some reason it might get away or whatever, and it were found the dog's licensed, they would get a phone call and tell them where their special pet is at it.
The dog park is surrounded by fencing and is divided into sections for big and small dogs, with plenty of space for them to run and agility or exercise equipment created as part of an Eagle Scout project. Your animal must be on a leash until it enters the proper exercise area, and dog owners must supervise their animals while they are in the exercise area. No one under the age of 12 can be with their animal in the park without adult supervision. There are other rules as well on the dog park posted on signs located in the entrance to the area. Herring says within the next couple of months, there will be a parking area installed between the fence and Buck Creek Road, and until then, vehicles may park alongside the grassy road of the shoulder or a portion of the road itself if the conditions are too wet or too muddy on the shoulder. And Herring has one final reminder to dog owners that your animal's feces must be picked up by you, even if your droppings are on the grass, and the exception would be in the tall grass areas. Bag stations are provided around the park just for that purpose. The news was brought to you by Wellcove Home Health of Red Oak at 1600 Summit in Red Oak. Give them a call at 712-623-2500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.